Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and again, I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha.
Nice to be here with you, Dan.
It's great to be here with you, Shireen. Today we are talking about self-confidence, something I think all of us can sometimes use a little, maybe use a little less.
Right.
So let's talk about it. First of all, what are the issues with self-confidence in your perception today?
I feel that we go between vanity and self-confidence. We oscillate between vanity and self-confidence on any given day. You know, I'm so good at it, or I'm not so good at something. And I feel that more than anything, that to have confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. that you have to be able to sit in the middle space.
So in vanity versus self-confidence, are they opposites in this case? Are they two sides of the same coin?
They're, I feel, two sides of the same coin. And also what happens is if you do have overconfidence about something, it does turn to vanity. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to make that mistake. It can't be that I'm so confident that I'm vain about something.
So I'm hearing confidence is all right, but pride, stretching the confidence, might move it into vanity. Is
yes,
that,
yes.
Is that it? You know, a lot of traditions, pride preceded the fall, have that pride piece as something.
You know, it's funny because when I was actually reflecting on confidence this morning, I was thinking that it's better to err on the side of less confidence than on more confidence.
So there's many people who are going, oh, good that I'm doing it right, because I never feel confident with anything.
Because I feel that, and the one piece that I can tell you how I have some kind of confidence in something I'm doing is I always feel I'm doing it for God, mm-hmm. that He finds me valuable. And if He finds me valuable and I'm doing it for God, then that gives me that confidence. And also it gives me a certain kind of humility too, that it's not mine.
So confidence with humility might be the ultimate sweet spot.
Yes.
Confidence with pride, we've carried it too far.
Yes.
Now, and that's a spiritual context. Now, a lot of people are saying, no, I got to get up in front of a class and give a talk, and my voice shakes, and I don't have confidence in myself to do that. Do you see a difference in that?
Yes, yes, actually I do. It's interesting because the one sure way that we lose confidence is because we're not letting go. And there are three things we're not letting go. We're not letting go of the pain we're holding inside of situations that have happened, or it could be unrelated situations too, but mm-hmm. there's a pain that we're holding inside, and we're holding also, we're not letting go of dependencies and addictions to certain things, our thought patterns, or even physical things. And I feel that the best way to gain confidence is to let go of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And if I let go of these things, then I feel that I'll be the perfect vessel, that I have to think of myself as an instrument or a vessel that's working. Like if I have to go in front of a class and speak, it shouldn't ever be that I'm speaking. That I'm speaking on behalf of God, or I'm speaking on behalf of a higher power, or I'm speaking on behalf of something higher than myself. And I feel that gives a lot of confidence too.
So let me bring it back down to earth even farther, since most people are not high in the BK tradition here. What if we're presenting something to our boss at work?
It doesn't matter. It's still we are speaking on behalf of God.
It's still within that context.
It's still within that. Whatever I'm doing, I feel so, I can make it. I mean, I did work, and some of the things I had to present had no bearing or relationship to spirituality, but I felt that I was speaking on behalf of God. And I feel it's like this. There are a couple of things about doing also. If I feel I've done something before, I have more confidence in it.
Right.
And I feel in a way we have done things before. And that's why there is this sense of I've done something before. Let's say even speaking in front of class, mm-hmm. right? I've done something before. And there's certain things, maybe not in this lifetime, in previous lifetimes I've done. And so I have to have that faith. You know, just like when a little child, right? I don't remember when I was 2 years old, but my parents show me this picture and says, that's you when you were two. And I'm thinking, oh, I was wearing a pretty dress and I looked cute and all of those things. I don't know it was me, but my parents gave me that photo and said, that's you.
Right.
And so I have faith because someone told me that's me. In the same way, I think we have to have that faith that I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And also the faith that God as a parent or a higher power, as someone who's taking care of me, is there for me while I'm doing this presentation. And so it's really important for me. It's a very important aspect about having God as a presence, whatever you're doing, to have confidence in doing it.
So one thing I would do an overlay back, because I have the left brain side of this, is we can take what we are doing professionally or whatever very seriously without taking ourselves seriously. So part of the unattachedness is being able to laugh if we make a mistake.
Right. And especially to be really, it's interesting you should bring that up, because whatever I do, the one thing that is going to give me confidence is I have to be detached from the outcome, the result of what's going to happen.
Yeah. So
if I'm detached from the outcome and the result of what's going to happen, then it doesn't matter if I mess up.
Exactly. And if people laugh at you, they cannot laugh at you if you laugh with them, then they can only they won't laugh at you, they'll laugh with you in those contexts. Now, I bring that up because I, in my years of being a professor, how many times have I heard students get all scared and nervous before getting in front of a class? But I think that the attachment to pain of being, as you're saying, of being embarrassed at some point, attachment to looking good.
Right.
And that looking good is not particularly looking good from the authentic self. It is looking good from the mirror, the image that we paint on in the morning.
Right.
That here I am, this successful person, this successful guy that never makes a mistake. That's hard to defend sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's interesting because we all have specialities. We all have qualities that are wonderful, but the confidence is because, lack of confidence is because I don't have faith in my own specialities. And I have to have faith in my specialities, and I have to see them as a detached observer. I have to see them for what they are, not give them more than they are or less than they are. I have to be able to see them for what they are, and I really feel if I look at them with the lens of how God would look at it,
mm-hmm.
then that would also give me confidence.
On the confidence, in most things, we need the confidence combined with some level of practice skill. I love the old story of a fellow who was, an old man was asked, do you know how to play the fiddle? And he says, I don't know, I've never tried. So that confidence is, I might be able to, but if we don't yet have a skill that we're trying to project or try, then maybe the confidence isn't in that we can do it correctly the first time, but we can learn to do it correctly.
Right. And yes, so learning is a really important aspect of it, being a student at any time.
I am evolving into a better professional than I was yesterday.
Right.
I'm a better fill in the blank, mother, father, sister, brother, child of God today than I was yesterday.
Right.
I'm learning to do it better.
Right. The other aspect I've noticed is giving in some form really instills confidence in people.
It's funny you should say that, because yesterday, we're still dealing with the death of my father-in-law and the estate and things like that. And my wife was just, I came home and she was down. And a little while later, an hour or two later, I come back in the room and she's saying, oh, my husband's back. He's great talking with you. I'll talk to you later. And I said, oh, who is that? And she said, oh, it's my cousin who has cancer. And I was feeling so down, I knew I had to do something good for someone to pick myself up. And I said, who would I enjoy helping today? Who would I enjoy just sharing my love and how much I appreciate them. She said, I knew the key to my self-pity was to break out and do something. And that's what I hear you saying. Reach out and make somebody else happy.
Right. I feel like long-term giving like that really gives us confidence in anything we are doing. It's interesting how it doesn't seem related, but it is in a way related.
Well, it's related on levels I think that most of us don't think about, that if we are all connected in the eyes of God, all the children of, then we can't help someone else without helping ourselves.
Right, right.
And we can't give someone else the benefit of the doubt without giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Uh-huh. You know, another thing that really sabotages us with confidence is we think too much. So, for example, if I have to go speak in front of a class, if I'm overanalyzing and thinking too much of what I'm going to say, you know, how is it going to come, you know, what are people going to think of me, it's just too many thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the antidote to that would, of course, be to make your mind peaceful and to make your mind pure. And I feel that waste thoughts, that, you know, thoughts that just too many thoughts about random things like that really bring us down. And so to the meditation aspect of confidence is to really make your mind peaceful and to make your mind pure and work from that.
Yes.
That work from a pure, peaceful mind. And when I work from a pure, peaceful mind, then the confidence will naturally come, but it will be a confidence with humility. It will be a confidence that is not abrasive.
Yeah. So that too much thinking is very much like trying to dance while watching your feet, making sure you have the perfect move. And that isn't dancing anymore, that's feet moving. So within the confidence, though, to go out and try to be the best person I will be tomorrow, how do you prepare for that? Or not try to be the best person. Know that you're going to do what you need to do. How do you get ready? Meditation is one of the steps. How else?
I didn't get the thing about just any day, right? Just in life confidence,
exactly.
Not a particular task confidence.
Correct.
In life confidence. That's a good one. I would say to go back to the whole idea of letting go.
Uh-huh.
Letting go is a very, very important piece of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am not confident, then I have to really look at what I'm holding on to. There's a very subtle holding on to certain things. And also, lack of confidence, whatever people say, dependencies and addictions, however wonderful they might feel when you're doing it, they really come with a very high price.
Right.
And so I have to be able to see the price I'm paying for my addictions and dependencies and really get rid of them.
Absolutely. And if we're not addicted, too attached, too dependent on something, then if it happens in the time frame we had in mind, that's nice. If it doesn't happen in the time frame, that's nice. We're not attached to time frames.
You know, it's interesting because I always watch myself and say, how easily can I let go of something? It could be anything. It could be my morning cup of coffee, though I don't drink coffee. I'm just giving you an
answer. Of course it's easy to let go of that.
Yes, because I don't drink it. You know, chocolate.
Yeah.
I do chocolate. And so how easy can I stop doing chocolate?
Right.
So I know where I am as a confident person in life if I know that nothing is too close to me that I can't really let it go.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm able to be that detached from outcomes. I'm able to not be dependent. I'm able to really stay in that very pure place if I'm gracefully able to exit anything in my life. That the exit in my life shouldn't be I'm struggling and it's awful, but I'm able to gracefully exit something in my life.
And with practice, based in the meditation, maybe letting go is just the easiest thing of all once we have the confidence that we can. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
I hope some of these thoughts have helped you. Goodbye.